This is Capital Insider, connecting Oklahoma politics, policy, and people. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Car dealers have filed a lawsuit against the new vehicle sales tax.
That's correct. A group of auto dealers in the state of Oklahoma are challenging House Bill 2433, saying that it's unconstitutional. This bill imposes a 1.25% sales tax on the purchase of motor vehicles. Currently, individuals pay their annual registration fee, and if they have just bought a vehicle, their excise tax when they go to the tag agent. Generally, the excise tax was viewed as in lieu of the sales tax. Under this piece of legislation, the 1.25% would be assessed against the purchase price of the vehicle. So for a $20,000 vehicle, you're looking at paying an additional $250. The plaintiffs in this case point out that the bill is a revenue-raising measure, that it was designed to bring money into the state, and therefore it had to meet certain qualifications under Article 5, Section 33 of the Oklahoma Constitution. That being, it had to start in the House, which in fact this bill did. But it also requires that the bill not be considered during the final 5 days, which this bill was. It also requires that the bill receive a three-quarters vote in each chamber, which this bill did not. It received 25 votes in the Senate, the exact number needed to pass any measure, and just over the 51 necessary for approval in the House, well short of the three-quarters margin. They asked that the bill be tossed out, which would cost the state about $100,000, according to estimates from the Tax Commission.
The State Capitol building is marking its 100th anniversary by burying a time capsule to be opened 100 years from now. What's in the time capsule?
There are a lot of interesting items in this time capsule. People from across the state were asked to bring things, as well as various state officials. And if you looked at some of the items that were on display, you saw, for example, a turkey call. Each year, the Lieutenant Governor's office hosts an annual turkey hunt, bringing in people from across the state and out of the state. So that item will be placed in the time capsule. There was a copy of the Senate rules for procedures on the Senate floor. And one of the more interesting things for me as a news person is that June 30th newspapers from across the state will be collected for inclusion in the time capsule. The State Capitol building was originally opened on June 30th, 1917. But as officials pointed out at an event, there really wasn't much of a grand opening for the Capitol, because that was during World War I, and everyone's attention was focused elsewhere.
Sean, where will the time capsule be located?
We know it will be buried somewhere in the state capitol basement, but not precisely where, because the building is undergoing a massive renovation at the present time. Much of the basement is going to be completely reformatted and reworked, and so they will choose an appropriate location there to place the time capsule.
What do legislators do in the summer?
Well, it depends from legislator to legislator, of course, but many of them remain quite busy. First of all, they are responsive to their constituents. They hear from them throughout the year who may be having problems with state agencies or may have a question about a particular administrative rule or law, how it's being implemented. So they are in frequent contact with their constituents one-on-one and, of course, at Friday morning breakfasts at the Rotary Club or the events like that. Also, some of them will take this time to learn more about the issues that they're dealing with by attending various conferences and events, some of those in Oklahoma, some of them out of state. However, for the most part, the legislature has eliminated out-of-state travel, so it limits some of those opportunities. And then, of course, there is the opportunity for interim studies.
Thanks, Sean. That's Capital Insider. You can hear us at KGOU.org and on iTunes. And if you have a question, email your questions to news@KGOU.org. Or send us a question on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.